I'm sure, like me, you're finding life is becoming more and more difficult to be correct, to do the right thing in the right way. I don't know if you noticed this morning at the beginning of our service, even lighting candles. I was told this by a Church of Scotland minister that we needed a proper facility, not matches, not tapers, because health and safety say these are dangerous. That's the way of the world. Health and safety regulations. My four granddaughters, whom I am delighted to see that they have risen from their beds and are here now, are going to share a particular problem. If you'd like to come and move into that position, please. It's a problem that one of the main characters that we remember and we think is important at Christmas has had to find. He has found it difficult bringing gifts to the children in the traditional way. I should use a microphone. I have warned them to behave themselves.
Was the night before Christmas and Santa's a wreck? How to live in a world that is politically correct? His work is no longer with answer to elves, vertically challenged they were calling themselves. And labour conditions at the North Pole were alleged by the unions to stifle the soul. For reindeer had vanished without much propriety, released to the wild by the Humane Society. And equal employment had made it quite clear that Santa had better not use only reindeer. So Dancer and Donner, Comet and Cupid, were now replaced by pigs, and that looked quite stupid. The runners had been removed from the sleigh because their ruts were termed dangerous by the EPA.
And people had started to call the cops when they heard sled noises on their rooftops. Passive smoking had the workers quite frightened, and his fur-trimmed bedsuit was called unenlightened. And to show you the strangeness of life's ebbs and flows, Rudolph was suing over unauthorised use of his nose and had gone on TV in front of the nation demanding millions in overdue compensation. And as for the gifts, why he'd near had a notion that making such choice could be such a commotion. Nothing of leather, nothing of fur, nothing which meant nothing for him and nothing for her. Nothing that might be thought to pollute, nothing to aim and nothing to shoot.
Nothing that clamoured or made a great noise, nothing for the girls and nothing for the boys. Nothing that claimed to be gender specific, nothing that's warlike or non-pacific. No candy or sweets, they are bad for the tooth, nothing that seemed to embellish the truth. And fairy tales, while not yet forbidden, like Ken and Barbie, better off hidden. For they raised the hackles of those psychological, who claimed the only good gift was one ecological. No baseball, no football, someone could get hurt, besides expose kids to terrible dirt. Dolls are said to be sexist and should be passé, and Nintendo would rot your entire brain away. So Santa just stood there, dishevelled, perplexed. He could not figure out what to do next. He tried to be merry, tried to be gay, but you've got to be careful with that today. His sack was quite empty, sagged to the ground, nothing fully suitable was to be found. Something special was needed, a gift that he might give to all angering, without angering the left or the right. A gift that would satisfy with no indecision, every group of people, every religion, every ethnicity, every hue, everyone everywhere, even you. And so... so here is the gift, its price beyond worth. May you and your loved ones enjoy peace on earth.
Well, thank you very much. If I could remember your names, I would use them. As you know, my memory is very bad, unlike our previous minister, who seemed to be able to memorize everything. And anything, of course. That's being politically correct. It's something that you and I are having to live with. Of course, having said that, we are not bereft of the fact that the commercial world has taken over Christmas. It's something we as Christians have to put up with. I think I noted in the middle weeks of November, we were hearing carols blaring out in the shops. And the radio, of course, is not far behind in all this. How many times have we heard, O come, all ye faithful, with that final verse as well? But all is not won by the spend, spend, spend culture. I actually heard of a vicar who has the most lovely stained glass window of the nativity scene. It's actually in that position there where our cross is. And it used to obviously be illuminated particularly over Christmas and on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The vicar was very proud of this. Used to have it cleaned once a year in order for it to shine with the colours and the light. We are having problems, aren't we? So there was the window, which isn't there. But you get the picture. And there was a legend. There were a verse over this window which said, "Glory to God in the highest." And that, therefore, was the main story, the main call to worship of that church. But one Christmas morning, the vicar came in early in order to prepare himself and the church for the service. And he was terribly upset when he saw that there was glass on the floor. And the glass came from the window. And what had happened was, in fact, someone had thrown a stone through the glass, and it hit that legend. And instead of there being glory to God in the highest, they now had glory to God in the high street. Which was significant, which was relevant, which was important for people to read and to hear and to understand, and for us today. So we've got a short video that actually illustrates that point. Glory to God in the high street. That is illustrating the true meaning of Christmas. God with us. In the form of a baby, he was born in Bethlehem, that he might be part of our world, part of our humanity, part of someone by which he knew how we feel, how we struggle in life, and what we need to help us in that struggle. God in Christ came at Christmas. And what we need to do, you and I here today, is to take that message into our own lives and into our world. We represent the Christ in the world. And therefore I ask you this Christmas and in the days and the year yet to come that you take that message, you live that message, you become that message of God's love to the world and show that love in your encounters in life, difficult or easy, bright or sad. God is with you always. I don't know if you are told that in the magazine I was asking people to bring me a present. I hope you got the message. And I'd like to see what you got me. So what did you bring me? Hello? Nothing. Well, I could do with a nice jumper like that. You're very colourful, aren't you? Eh? It wouldn't fit me, I know you're going to say.
It doesn't fit me.
Yes. Anything? You got a t-shirt, ah, clever. Minnie Mouse. What else you want? And a what?
And a new coat.
And a new coat,
again,
right?
It wouldn't fit you.
Wouldn't fit me. Anything else? You don't. You see, you don't think of me. You don't have presents. Okay. Hello. Hi. Hello. Did you bring me anything?
My presents.
That's fun, John.
No, that's worth an awful lot. Actually, it is. I mean that. Okay. Anything? Somebody brought the broken leg. Is that right?
Foot.
Your foot. Oh, is it getting better?
Slowly.
Everything is slowly these days, isn't it? Yes. I hope the turkey's cooking slowly. What have you got? A gift. All right. Do you speak? You speak, Margaret?
Yes.
What is it then?
2 bales of hay, which one of my friends obviously thought I didn't need a present, so they've given it to the horses.
Well, they probably need it more than you. You don't like hay.
No, I've got a more comfortable bed than hay.
That's a good way of doing it, isn't it?
I've got one of sheep as well, of course.
Well, I've got a horse somewhere. to tell me it's got arthritis like I have. So, you all right, Rudy?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. You bring me anything? No.
I'm broke.
You're broke. You're taking in your bag. Is it?
No.
What do you mean no?
Bring you a smile.
Lovely. Oh, they're good. Mm. You make...
Creme caramel.
That's right. Yeah. Creme caramel. Oh, lovely. Yes. That's one up on Delia Smith, isn't it? No, she does it as well, actually. But they're very good. I've got one as well. When I can... You've got to refill it. Yeah. It's not an easy job. You could become addicted. Well, sorry? Hello. Oh, you are shy, aren't you? You're like me. Yeah. What's this? What is it?
An art set.
An art set. You're artistic, are you? Oh, lovely. And these are just pencils, says I. But that's what you're into at the moment, is it? What, drawing and so on. Good, lovely. Anybody else? What's wrong? What's the wee one doing? No, nothing. Behaving yourself. Hello, you enjoying yourselves? You sure? You get your money back, you know, if you don't. Hello.
Right.
We haven't seen you before. Well, for ages. Have we? We don't usually have young people like you. Have you wandered in?
Yeah, just for the warmth, really.
The warmth. Yeah. Lovely.
Otherwise, yes. Then they won't get Christmas dinner.
Oh, this is your family, is it? All right. Oh, what's it? Is it drinkable?
Let's have a look. It's a lemon and lavender reed diffuser.
Oh my! Lemon and lavender. You can't drink it. Have you tried? Oh, that's very good, isn't it? It'd be lovely, actually. It'll counteract some smells, won't
yes.
it? Anything?
Bert,
what have you got?
I bought you some shoes.
Oh, thank you. Lovely.
New shoes.
New shoes, right?
My wife bought them. I don't like them. You can have them.
You don't like them? You can't get them off, can you? Can I have some of that stuff you've got there? Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Okay, you're right. What's that?
It's a lovely necklace.
From?
From Ezra in year 5.
Oh, Ezra.
Ezra
in year 5. Right. You're a teaching assistant, are you?
Yes, yes.
You get lots of gifts, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Lots of fattening things.
Yes.
Good. Anything? Anything, hello. How are you, Stephen?
Bringing you best wishes for Christmas.
Thank you, Stephen. And we ought to say that Christchurch have joined us as well. And I didn't welcome you at the beginning, but I hope you know you are welcome.
Oh, indeed. Yes,
yes, without saying it. We're actually one church, but we've still got to recognise it. Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
You're ready for Christmas, are you? Your mum has got whatever in the oven. Yes. You didn't bring me anything, though, did you?
I brought my family.
Just myself.
All right. Well, there you are. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Right. He's in contact now through Skype, aren't you? Through relatives in Australia.
New Zealand.
I'm sorry. It's not far. You don't have to say that, do you? And Germany.
Yeah.
There you are. That's lovely.
Japan.
And Japan?
Yeah.
Great. It's good. Skype's wonderful, really. It helps people. Any? You're healing, of course.
I've got a watch.
Oh, my.
I've got one on my wrist at the moment, so I've got a nice
right.
One that I can read.
Yes, good. But well, you've got a necklace as well. Dear me. Yeah. I thought you were the Lord Mayor. Hello.
Still hoping.
You've been busy over Christmas, I hear. You were functioning the other day.
Yeah. Slightly.
So you're going to rest, I hope. Anything? Boys? Girls? Nothing?
No. What's a new coat?
Just a new coat. That's how it goes with a big family. You know? I was poor as well, you know.
Normally with a big family, it's hand-me-downs.
Well, I know, but it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit your sisters. It wouldn't look right on your sisters, would it? Okay. Anything? Oh, you got me something.
Yeah, you're not having it.
I'm not having it. Oh, tartan scarf. Okay.
It's a skirt.
Oh, it's a skirt.
It's quite a short one. No. Not likely.
It's as big as a scarf. Where'd you put that then?
Where'd you put it? Where'd you normally put them?
Well, usually on your body. Anything?
Oh. I did get something. It's got a nice book.
Have you kept it at home for me? That in the bottle and whatnot. Thank you very much. Lovely. Nice book. Anything?
I've got something for you, Bert.
What's that?
The stocking I had when I was a little girl.
Oh!
It's all holes
really?
At the top where the pin went.
Really?
But it's empty.
And it's all these years. Look at that. It goes back a long way. It's lovely. Yeah, isn't that nice? Yeah. Okay.
Bert, short. If you're short of a sermon, you can borrow
Palmer, yes, she's very good, isn't she? I mean, you'd be very good at doing this. I shall remember this, Joan, and get you to do some of that. Exploding the wardrobe. Well, that's what you're... That's what all the women have been doing, isn't it?
Exploding the wardrobe.
Hello, hello. You children, where are they? You have been very good. You sat through all this blethering, haven't you? Eh? Is that you? What is this?
A cat.
A cat. Let me see it, please. May I have a look? Oh, it's beautiful. It's live. Is it alive? Does it work? Does it do things? It does. It's got it's very hard in there. It's got a battery in there. I could do with one of those. I could do with a battery. Yeah. Oh, good. That's love a cuddly, wouldn't it? Hmm? You take it to bed with you. Has it got a name?
Cherry.
Cherry?
Cherry.
Cherry, as in...
Yeah.
Cherry.
Yeah.
Right.
Not Sherry.
Lovely, thanks. Oh, sorry, yes. What have you got?
A secret diary.
Oh, listen, I'm going to get you to bring this next year, okay? Yeah. And we'll open it up and I can read one or two things. Is that all right? Yeah? They won't tell anybody. They're very trustworthy. Secret diary, my secret journal. You'll have fun doing that, okay. Nathan?
I haven't opened anyone's presents yet, because I've got up too late.
That means you went to bed very late as well, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to leave it at that. Because you've still got you're like me, you've still got a reputation to lose. Well, it's lovely to have and see some of the gifts. And I know some of you will open your gifts later on today. And when you do, remember the greatest gift that's been given to us is the gift of Christ.